Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. And it's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be with you today. You know, we've kicked off the Christmas season around here. This little town had their Christmas parade, and Rudy went to the parade. I don't know if he caught any candy from the fire trucks as they went by or not, or the floats. And we had our windows here in the office all decorated up. And if you are in the area, come by and tell us happy Merry Christmas or something. But anyway, we kicked it off last night. We had the Messiah yesterday afternoon, and it was my treat to sing in it. I got to do a solo, and I tortured the audience just a little bit with that. And I had a son that came and sang, and I had two sons that came and sang, and a grandson, my husband, and there was a whole bunch of other people in choir too. So
you guys did great.
They did great, and it was fun. So we've kicked it off. Let's go to the Lord in prayer for such a time as this, okay? For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. We praise you for the wonderful God that you are. It's an awesome God that we serve. Omnipotent, omnipresent, all-loving, agape love. And yet, Father, you love us too much to leave us where we are in our sins. And you have provided a way for us, the salvation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for all that you have done, for your love, for the grace that you bestow upon us, the mercy that you give to us, and your forgiveness. Father, we do pray for protection over President Donald Trump and others. So many others, Father. And we pray for discernment for the people, that we can sift through all that we're being told, and so much of it is a lie. And help us to find the truth. And help us, Father, to have the courage to stand up for truth and to not bow to this evil that is across this globe, but in particular right here in America. They want us to fall, and Father, we are falling. But all things are possible through you. I beg your forgiveness for what we have done and not done. And I beg, Father, that you will lead your children out of this wilderness of sin that we are in. May we turn again our hearts toward home, toward you. For we are in a crisis, and that crisis, amongst everything else, but the main part of that crisis that has led to everything is the symptom of, is our falling away from you. So bring us back home, Father, and help us to have the courage, the discernment, the strength to practice tough love and do what we need to do to bring America back home to you. For such a time as this, we praise your name. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. All roads, all lies, lead us to the true insurrection. You know, there's a song from the movie White Christmas. What do you do when a general, with a general when he stops being a general? Well, that came to my mind, because my mind works strangely, you know, sometimes. Now, you remember the story. They were trying to help the general. He had stopped being a general, and he owned a ski lodge of sorts, and it was failing. First of all, there wasn't any snow, so people weren't coming to ski. So his friends were helping him. Well, let me put this another way. A way for you to understand what's happened here in the United States of America. What do you do with a president who will not stop being a president? There is something the left has accused President Trump of doing, that very thing, that he wouldn't leave the White House, but we know he did leave the White House. But they claimed he tried to remain, and that's why he was saying that, you know, he refuses to believe that he lost the 2020 election, and they're going after him. They were lying then, and they're lying now. In fact, all they do is lie. Why? Why must they lie about everything? Because they have to hide what they're doing. Barack Hussein Obama is the president who will not go away. The installed president is nothing more than a pawn, nothing more than a shell of a man for the left. The Democrat cult, and many Republicans too, who hate America, but they profit well by it. They're okay with this President Barack Obama as a shadow president. If there's one thing I want you to understand from today's show, yes, there was an insurrection. And it was perpetrated by our very own elected officials, our government, and their deep state actors. And it is ongoing. It is a continual thing. And that is why they must remove Trump. They cannot have him get back in. We are all on to their scheme. Although I think many of us are still naive about just how deep this has gone and how far long this has gone on. The escalation was Barack Hussein Obama when he was elected. I don't know what to believe about him, although the more ugly this thing becomes here in the United States, the more I believe that he wasn't truly a legitimate president. I don't have any proof. People like to gasp at Trump for wanting the birth certificate. But every birth certificate that they showed was different. Did you ever notice that? Every one of them were different. Anyway, that's just a freebie. That wasn't part of my show. So in a conversation last evening with one of my adult grandsons, who's visiting for a little bit, he came in and sang with us. We were watching Life, Liberty, and Levin. Now, I know Levin cannot be trusted. Mark cannot be trusted on every angle, but I've been listening to him quite a bit here lately. He's about the only thing I watch on Fox anymore. I quit watching Hannity. I quit watching Laura, although I really did like Laura. I just quit watching him. But he told me that he normally doesn't talk politics with his friends, especially those who are from other countries, other nationalities. But he said he was driving back from a wedding, and he was giving his friends a ride. And they asked him, if I remember our conversation from last night, it was really, really late, who he wanted to be president. And he hesitantly said, well, you may not like who I'm going to say, but I want Trump to be back in the presidency. And his friends, who are of Iranian descent, they said, yes, that is good. The Iranian people want Trump back in the White House too. Why? Why do you think that's true? The Iranian people are not the bad guys. It's their evil regime, just like here in America. Americans, the normal everyday Americans working, going to work and coming home, they're not the bad guys. The evil Obama regime that refuses to go away is the bad guy. And they support Iran, not Israel. It's kind of obvious, isn't it? Stay tuned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. What does all this have to do? I'm supposed to be the voice for rural America, and it seems like I'm always talking about national things. Well, yes, because it affects us right here in America. Right here in rural America, we're the very foundation of this nation. We're the breadbasket, Hillary. And yes, we might be deplorables, but you're stuck with us because we're the ones who made this nation. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Ah.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation, our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cederstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. If you've been with me a while, perhaps you remember, it's been several years ago when we had the general that was, he was the general to the Shah of Iran that Carter helped get kicked out of Iran. This has been a problem. We are the problem. Well, we had the general Rouhani on, and he has a website called The Eagle of Iran. And he wanted us to run an ad, and if I remember right, Rudy, it was to promote Trump for president, was it not? Because he wanted the people of Iran to rise up. The people. You know, liberty is always in the hands of the people. And this is what he said, and he has it down on his website. A peaceful tsunami-style surge of people has no military defense. It has to be the people. Obama supported and still supports the evil regime, as does O. Biden. But here in America, they lie to us at every single turn. They lie about this, Iran. They lie about climate change. They lie about our economy. They lie about the Ukrainian war. They lie about Biden. They lie about Trump. They lie about genders. They lie about COVID. They lie about medications and vaccines. They lie about shutdowns. They lie about masks. They lie about nearly everything. They lie about free speech and hate speech. Lies, lies, lies. About our history, which does have some dark days in it. We are not a perfect people. but they just lie. And though all these lies lead us to the truth of an insurrection, and I'm not talking about January 6th, there was an insurrection that day, but it had nothing to do with the people there. You understand that, right? I have in my hand several articles that I want to share with you. And this came out from President Trump. It's a MAGA Incorporated Sunday note. The Houthi terrorists attacked U.S. Navy ship. That happened on Friday, I think, didn't it, Rudy? The Pentagon announced that the USS Kearney was attacked on Sunday for several hours by the Iranian-backed Houthis. Now, I believe the Houthis are what we would call pirates. One of the first things Joe Biden did after taking office was remove the Houthis from the State Department's list of terrorist organizations. Now, why? Why would Barack Obama do that? They were put on the list by President Donald Trump. Do you think these pirates going around attacking U.S. ships should be considered terrorists? Biden's weakness is empowering America's adversaries. Representative Wesley Hunt wrote Sunday, "This comes after more than 70 attacks on U.S. troops and bases. Our enemies smell weakness and they are responding." Now, you're on a farm. And I've always been told if a chicken has any blood on it, that chicken is dead. Because the rest of the chickens will know that it's weak and they will peck it to death. The same thing is with the dingoes in Australia. They smell blood even if it's their own and they will kill it. Our enemies smell blood. America is bleeding from the lies and the insurrection of the elected officials and the deep state government. There was whistleblowers coming out. And here's one. This whistleblower says, and I got this last, December 1st. That was Friday. It says that the whistleblower says that Obama White House plotted the outgoing censorship plan to avoid a 2016 redo in 2020. Says the Cyber Threat Intelligence, that's the league, CTIL, including former military and intelligence contractors from the United States and the United Kingdom, redcoats, helped government pioneer anti-disinformation tactics used to censor Americans, according to the whistleblower. The CTIL leader, Sarah Jane, they call her CJSJ, TERP, formerly of Britain's Defense Research Agency, I can't talk, excuse me, was allegedly in the room in Barack Obama's White House in 2017. Now, they say White House. He could not have been in the White House in 2017 unless it was just days before the inauguration. And I do have an article about that. I do remember now that I do have a very lengthy article about that. And in this White House regime of Barack Hussein Obama, he okayed and knew what was going on with Hillary and the dossier and all that. Anyway, the groundwork for the counter disinformation project to stop a repeat 2016 was laid by Barack Hussein Obama. The supposedly all-volunteer CTIL began working in earnest in 2020. It reported lockdown skeptics pushing messages such as "all jobs are essential" and "open America now" on social media, while notionally, I think that means nationally, a private enterprise, Department of Homeland Security officials were allegedly active in the Slack channel. The whistleblower says the ultimate goal was to become part of the federal government. And otherwise, that's, in other words, what Biden has been saying about the disinformation. He wants to make, you know, that a department of itself and give it a czar. You know, Barack Hussein Obama had all these czars. In our weekly meeting, this whistleblower says, they made it clear that they were building these organizations within the federal government. If you built the first interaction, we could secure a job for you. So there you go. They were doing this as they were because they couldn't stop the American people from voting and bringing in Trump. But they were going to stop us from doing it in 2020. Do you understand that? This is exactly what you think it is. This is, what do they call it when the taking of the 2020 election. That's exactly what they, it was election interference. I couldn't think of the word. That's what they did. And Barack Hussein Obama was behind it. Now, he wasn't going to be president anymore. In fact, he couldn't be president anymore because he'd served his two terms. But he's having a great influence even yet today because he's the one behind all of the guff that we're taking with the Biden administration. I had this. This came last week, too. It's dated November 29th. It's written by Lord Billingsley. You know, I love that name, Lord Billingsley. Obama holds the Iran file. Biden and Blinken don't. Have you ever noticed Blinken, how nervous he is? Sullivan just looks kind of clueless, like he hasn't got a clue what's going on. But Blinken seems nervous. Well, I wonder what they've got on him. That he's going along with their, I don't know. But this, it says, after October the 7th, as Fred Fleets observes, the Biden administration approved a $10 billion sanctions waiver for Iran. If people find that puzzling, Tablet literary editor David Samuels has thoughts on the matter. He says in this article, the easy explanation, of course, is that Joe Biden is not running that part of his administration. Obama is. He doesn't even have to pick up the phone because all of his people are already inside the White House. They hold the Iran file. Tony Blinken does not. Samuels was interviewing David Garrow, author of Rising Star, The Making of Barack Obama. Garrow's recalls that Rob Molley was the guy on Iran, but there's more to it than just that. Rob is just one person. Brett McGurk, Dan Shapiro in Israel. It says Lisa Monaco in Justice. Susan Rice running domestic policy. Its turtles are all the way down. There are obviously large parts of White House policy making that belong to Barack Hussein Obama because they're staffed by his people who worked for him. And no doubt, they report back to him still today. This is a very interesting article. It points out some interesting things. Most of us suspect this anyway, but it's kind of nice to see somebody who writes it down. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. There was an insurrection, and it's still ongoing. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I have this article I'm sharing with you that's really kind of telling about what's really happening. And I guess we could call it opinions, but as you watch people's reactions and you see and hear the things that they say, it's kind of telling, isn't it? He says, personnel is policy, as they say in Washington, which to me is a very odd and kind of spooky arrangement. Spooky because it is happening outside the constitutional framework of the U.S. government. And yet somehow, it's been placed off the list of permitted subjects to report on. Now stop and think about what he's saying there. We've talked about the deep state and how you can't fire them. And, you know, we think it should be easy to just get in there, but they've put these roadblocks in the way. And that's what I'm saying to you, America. Do you have what it takes, the strength, the fortitude, the tough love that it's going to take to bring America home? Because it's going to take some things. I'm just laying it out there. He says this is a pretty good indicator of the extent to which the information we get and public reactions to that information is being successfully controlled. Figaro, a Pulitzer Prize winner for Bearing the Cross, is a serious matter. Well, for Barack, everything has to be a success, Garo explains. Everything has to be a victory. And the composite character has been at it for a while. The former Barry Sotoro, who spent early years in Indonesia, believed that it was possible to negotiate with an Islamic regime that in 1979 took 52 American hostages and held them captive for 444 days. You remember that was Carter regime. The regime's mantra is death to Israel and death to America. But toward the end of his second term, the composite character took his support to a new level. Obama sent a plane load of cash to the regime. The chief funder of terrorism in general, and Hamas in particular. With all his people in the White House, he continues funding. He continues funding our enemies. And that's not all he wants, he says. He wants people to believe his story. Garo told Samuels, for me to conclude that dreams of my father from my father was historical fiction. Oh God, they said, did that infuriate him? All told, Garo regards Obama as not normal, as in not a normal politician or a normal human being. After reading Rising Star, Samuels still finds Obama deeply sympathetic as a person and identifies with him emotionally. On the other hand, there was something about his fictional character that he created actually becoming president that helped precipitate the disaster that we are living today. That was in early August, before October 7th, the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust. The genocidal pogrom, that Barry Weiss put it, sent armies of anti-Semites into the streets calling for the annihilation of Israel and killing of Jews everywhere. Shortly after the attack, composite characters said the attack was horrific, but issued an outright condemnation of Hamas, but did not issued none. Obama also decreed the occupation. The term Osama bin Laden used three times in 2002 letter to America, now making the rounds on social media. What is happening to the Palestinians is unbearable, it says. The composite character also said, striking moral equivalence between the Hamas terrorists and their Jewish victims. As Garo said, he's not a normal person and he's not a normal politician. In 2008, the composite character promised to fundamentally transform, that's an insurrection, folks, the United States of America. That transformation continues through Joe Biden, now being pressured by Obama's narrative, David Axelrod, to step aside, possibly to make way for Michelle. She was unreadable in college, they said, as the late Christopher Hitchens noted, but she now has two, I've never heard of these, auto-hagiographies. And it says in the best of Axelrod style. So we looked up what hagiography means, and it's the writings of lives of saints. Well, if you consider Michelle Obama a saint, I guess that's why he said that. I don't know if it was in jest or if they're just making her out to be a saint. In the composite character gets a fourth term, if this composite character gets a fourth term with Michelle, the disaster we are living through now will continue, and so will the funding for the Iranian Hamas axis of evil. And as Garo says, for Barack, everything has to be a victory. Now, I wrote down here at the bottom of this article, Barack Hussein Obama must be defeated. Barack Hussein Obama must be removed from power. And that includes all his minions. Everyone that has had anything to do with Barack Hussein Obama's administrations needs to go. And he needs to be stripped, as well as all of them, of all security clearances and all that. And I would say exiled from America or imprisoned. Is America ready to do what needs to be done to restore the constitutional republic? There's another article here, and it has Obama written all over it. The whistleblower docs show us that the UK military contractors were creating the censorship regime. It's the one I just got through reading you. It's just from a different writer and a different place. This one's from Political Insider. The other one was from American Greatness. Here's one from American Greatness from this morning. Encouraging the youth revolt against the global left. Now, we see what the youth are doing right now as they're revolting against America, really, basically. When they're screaming for Palestine and Hamas and for the river to the sea, from the river to the sea, the hatred there is not just for Israel, it's for Americans. And do you think for 1 minute, you could tell these little youngsters out there, do you think for 1 minute you're going to be their friend? Especially those who want to claim all this gender crazy stuff, because that's not going to float. And you won't be floating when they throw you from a tall building, because that's what they do. But this is telling us to encourage the youth, and there are many who believe in America yet. The planetary dominance of leftist thought is the greatest threat to human liberty in our time. That's what the first line of this says. Virtually all Western governments, institutions, and cultures are in the grip of total liberalism. It's totalitarianism, my friend. The new universal implementation of lockdowns and vaccine mandates in response to the COVID crisis across the globe indicates the degree of ideological and political conformity to liberal demands. It isn't just us, but we are the strength. America is different than any other nation. How we came to be. You can call it good, call it ugly, you can call it whatever you want, but we are the stabler, and we have been destabilized, and the world has fallen apart because of it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold ship to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients. 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn. You can look for the silver lining or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I think it's so very, very important for all of us, including myself, to understand where we are in this country, in this nation. We're not the America you and I dreamed about, that you and I read about in school. You know, I'm no spring chicken anymore. I feel young most of the time, but I grew up in a different day and time than our children do today. We were talking about that last week when we were talking about the Constitution Quest game. It's a different time. But even back in our day, there was a plot to seize our government, to seize our freedom. There are those who listen on Facebook and watch the show. I don't know why they want to watch this old lady, but they watch the show. And they get in conversations there that kind of veer away from what I'm talking about. But at the same time, it's so vital. So this morning, they're over here talking about one in particular, about property taxes. That was unconstitutional from day one. But we, the people, put up with it. And what it actually means is you don't own your property. You're just renting it. That is socialism. I let him know that I wrote an article about that a long, long time ago. It was a very simple article, The Land of Pretending. You and I have been pretending for a long time. And we listen to the language as they switch it and change it, you know. It's more than just pronouns. The word democracy, it just infuriates me, and even Trump says it. I wished I could sit down and have a chat with him. I know he would allow it if he had the time. Come visit us here in rural America. I know you go to the big rallies and all this and that, but come sit down with me. We want to know how you're going to build new cities. Whose land are you going to use? So even Donald Trump wants to continue with government taking care of you in certain ways. Lies. And I'm not talking about Trump with the lies. But we've been told lies, and it has escalated and escalated and escalated. And when we had COVID, that was a lie. Oh, it was real virus. We lost people with it, with complications of it. Here's some articles. I'm not going to read the articles to you. I'm just going to read the titles to you. Major Oxford-backed study reveals that strict COVID lockdowns were no more effective than Sweden's open economy approach during pandemic. And I'm going to tell you right now, they knew that. Birx knew it, and Fauci knew it. And they knew that the lie on the masks, they knew that was a lie. Telling you you can't go see your family, but Birx went to go see hers, and it was her family that tattletailed on her. Which I thought was kind of funny. Here's another one. This is by Eric Linderman. This one's coming from American Greatness. FBI and CDC criticized over mishandling of the secret Chinese lab in U.S. That's not the lab in Wuhan. That's the lab here that they have. Why? Why does China have a lab here? And why are they playing and monkeying around with viruses here? We can get it from China. We can get it from here. Why are they playing Frankenstein? They're evil scientists. They're evil. Here's one. I don't know where this one's coming from. What to know as OPEC Plus weighs extending or deepening the supply cuts. They're going to stop producing as much so that they can hurt us in 2024. They're going to hurt us. So, what does our Congress do about this? They know what the threat is. What are they doing about it? They expelled George Santos from the House. Didn't matter what his constituents said or did. They don't like him, so they're getting rid of him. I don't particularly like him either. But I don't think it was their choice. Here's another one with the whistleblower documents. The left politicians demand that Catholic schools teach transgender ideology. In a poll taken, three out of four Jewish students report experiencing anti-Semitism following the Hamas attack. Hamas attacked Israel, and so everybody's mad at Israel. Does that make sense to you? Greg Abbott escalates. He says he's going to authorize the arrest of illegal immigrants. Well, why weren't we arresting them a long time ago? Because that is the federal law. That's the federal law. It's not a broken immigration system. It's broken laws that have created this crisis, and it's on purpose. And this is coming from Marsha Blackburn. Why are Democrats so adamant on keeping Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs concealed? That might have something to do with the same reason they want to keep the things sealed. That was one thing I was really upset with Trump about. Not releasing the information on Kennedy's assassination. This article, I've been keeping it. I want to share it with you. Oh, here's another one. This one's interesting. The scientists who helped Fauci discredit the lab leak theory is now speaking out. And he seems to be a little sorry. He said he has a little trouble sleeping at night because of what he did. Lies. The lies are an insurrection. You understand that, right? They've insurrected this government. They have seized it. And then they have to lie to cover it up. There's so much more. We're going to cover some of this throughout the week. And I'm going to see if I can't get a guest on to talk about the Convention of States again. because I'm a little concerned that we have some Congress people, in particular the Speaker of the House, that are promoting this. And it scares me to death. Even if they have good intentions, I believe it's something that's a Pandora box that when we open it, we're going to be sorry. This article that I do not have time to share with you, I've been holding it since the 30th, since the last of November. It's by Drew Allen. And he says, it's time to unite behind Trump if we want to win in 2024. And he's really talking at these GOP and RNC. And I'm telling you, America, quit buying their lies. When they tell you Trump can't get reelected, why do you think that is? Why do you think they're so afraid of him? Why are they indicting him? He didn't do anything wrong. It's time that we realize there was an insurrection and we've been blinded to it. And it's time that we stood up to bring America home.
Home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.